The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
A hostage and prisoner exchange is ongoing in Gaza. Red Cross trucks gathered in a phalanx around a stage with which we have now become familiar from an awful lot of the pictures, wherein the hostages are being presented before being handed through the Red Cross to Israelis. So far, two hostages have been returned of a total of six in the planned exchange. With me is Dana Ehrlich, who is Israeli ambassador to Ireland, now recalled. Ambassador, are you satisfied with the way the exchange is progressing thus far?
Nobody can be satisfied when we see those horrible spectacles. We want to see everybody home and back with their families, but the manipulative psychological terrorism that still continues in each one of these spectacles that Hamas is orchestrating is just, it should be condemned by everybody.
And when you say spectacle, this is either the parading of the coffins with men in masked figures and balaclavas, or the use of the stage and hostages being walked across in front of crowds. Is that it?
It's all of it. It's holding these people captive in chains without daylight for 505 days. Is not bringing them food, medicine, or any other basic need. Is filling them up with steroids before their release so they appear to be so-called okay. The new clothes that they're bringing them, the posters that they're printing for each one of the spectacles. I don't hear anybody in Ireland asking all of this. How come do they have money for all of those clothes, for all of those posters, for all of that? The people that they're paying in order to come and present as if they are Hamas operatives, the fact that they are forcing them to say things on stage, all of that, signing so-called release form, the fact that on the coffins of Oded Lifshitz, of Kfir and Ariel Bibas, they wrote a so-called arrest date. What were they arrested for? Their only crime was being Jewish, for being Israelis. So it's just, this is beyond evil. This is beyond absurd. And anybody who's justifying any of this or calling, still claiming that Hamas is a legitimate organization or freedom fighters. I know that people in Ireland are walking the streets with flags of Hamas, a proscribed terrorist organization. I hope there are no more.
Well, Ambassador, you would have to accept that the vast majority of the support when it comes to the issues in Palestine and Ireland is for the Palestinian people rather than for a terror organization, and concern over the damage that is being done to them, the civilians in this conflict. Surely that is legitimate.
Well, I agree that we should be making that distinction. But when we hear that, I didn't hear people call for the release of the Palestinian people from the hands of Hamas. The Palestinian people are suffering under Hamas. The Palestinian people see how their civilian infrastructure is being abused by Hamas. They're being indoctrinated for hatred. We saw the children that had to be brought up for all of the spectacle of death that they were celebrating when the coffins were displayed in such an evil way. That needs to be called out. If people of Ireland are worried for the lives of the Palestinians in Gaza, then that should be called and fought for. That's what they need to be marching. They need to be marching with flags against Hamas, calling out, how do we stop Hamas?
They have marched with flags against the Israeli military activity, which of course has, depending on which analysis you look at, caused the deaths of between 35 and 45,000 civilians at this point. That hasn't had much effect, has it?
Well, because we need to fight the enemy. The enemy of all of us is Hamas. The organization responsible for this tragic, horrible situation that we are in is Hamas. All of this could have been prevented. 505 days ago, this started. It wasn't a one-day attack, as a lot of people in Ireland claim, and think that since then it was only Israeli retaliation. We have been living under this horrible terror organization every day since, not just with their missiles, but this psychological terrorism, with the people being held captive and with their own people being used as human shields. And when we say human shields, people need to understand what it means. It means that their own people are living in fear because they're held by a terror organization. It means that schools, mosques,
indeed.
Hospitals,
and can I ask, Ambassador,
everything is being abused.
If conflict does return at the end, and I wanted to get your view as to whether or not you think that is likely, but if the conflict does return, if Israel does recommence its military activity, is there any civilian death number that would cause you to adjust your military strategy?
I really object this question. It's such a cynical question that insinuates that there is some sort of a target number. We don't want anybody to be killed. Nobody should have been killed. This should have started. There is a very easy way to stop this.
And well, whatever about your dislike of the question, would you answer it?
Well, I am answering it. Nobody should have died. But when you look at the numbers, first of all, you're taking face value numbers given to you by a terrorist organization who has lied about so many things, including the remaining bodies that it's bringing back to Israel. But if I put that aside, the fact that the civilian infrastructure is being abused by them, the fact that they're hiding and firing within the population. 2 weeks ago...
Sorry, Ambassador, with the greatest of respect, you said you would answer the question. That isn't actually an answer
to
it. The question was fairly simple. It was, is there... Now, the answer may be no, but is there a civilian death number at which point you would begin to say, we need to take a different military course? That's all.
No civilians should die. No civilians should have died. This can be stopped, but the assumption in your question is that Israel is responsible for that. And I need to bring you back to the correct responsible for that, and that is Hamas. And when you're not pointing the finger and holding them accountable for that, you're letting them off the hook. So you're not helping them or the Palestinian people when you're not saying things as they are.
Now, Ambassador, let me try one more time, because it's a question.
This is
a simple question. I'm just asking about Israeli military strategy. If Israel returns to military conflict in Gaza, all I'm asking is there a point where civilian death mounts to a stage where Israel will say, we need to examine a different strategic approach? That's all.
But there are so many things wrong with that question that I need to break it down. Also, for the listeners at home, I hope that there is outrage as me by this question. That question assumes so many things. First of all, the ceasefire agreement is so fragile because we've seen Hamas violate it time and time again. 2 weeks ago, they fired a missile from within.
Okay,
the
Ambassador, if you're not going to answer the question, what we'll do is we'll park it.
But
and rather than you're doing an exposition that we have heard before. So let's move to a different issue.
No,
if we are going
example,
to talk about the fragility of the ceasefire, what's your view now? Because we were listening during the news and one of the analysts said that it was the end of a first phase of a fragile deal, I think was the phraseology. What's your hope or expectation in relation to the further phases of that fragile deal?
Our expectation is to bring all of the hostages back home. Our expectation is to have the minimum security for our people, knowing that we can live in safety. And our expectation is to not be living with a genocidal, evil organization on our doorstep. Did you condemn 2 weeks ago when Hamas violated the ceasefire and fired a missile that fell inside the Gaza Strip and kill the Palestinians?
And do you think the ceasefire is likely to hold?
I don't think it's... we want it to hold. But we need to see Hamas take it more seriously. They have abused it in so many ways, with wrong lists, with the spectacles that they're doing. Every day they are breaking that ceasefire. The different terror attacks that we see, where they're trying to inflame also Judea and Samaria. On the evening of Thursday, 5 buses were meant to explode with people on them. Only 2 buses exploded. Each one of those attempted terror attacks had 5 kilograms of explosive aimed at Israeli civilians. I didn't hear a lot of coverage for that.
Now, we've heard a lot of rhetoric, particularly from the U.S. administration, talking about things like the all hell breaking loose if all of the hostages weren't received. So there has been a lot of discourse around a likely return to military action. You've now listed a number of areas where you see that there has been breaches of that ceasefire, as you would interpret it. Does that mean that we are, that the mood is for a return to military action?
I see that you keep on asking the same question.
I'm just seeking an answer, Ambassador.
No, because I want you to zoom out and look at the bigger picture.
I would like you to answer one of my questions. So far, you have deflected the vast majority.
No, I'm not deflecting, because I think you're looking at, again, the very binary narrative that a lot of people in Ireland are under.
And with the greatest of respect, Ambassador, I'm giving you ample time to talk. I'm allowing you a huge degree of space. I'm asking that you would answer a question on your journey to using that space. So far, I have been largely unsuccessful.
We don't want this war to continue because they didn't want this war to start. So when you talk about return to war, it's not something that we want. But every country has the obligation of keeping its population safe. And I'm sure the people listening at home would expect their government to do everything in its power to bring back their families if they were kidnapped for 505 days, and to make sure that their children and families live in safety and not able to board buses on their way to work without being exploded or targeted. I think it's something that we agree that all of us want.
As we stand now,
we don't want any more wars.
Indeed, as we stand now, the hostage handover and the prisoner handover is continuing. The logistics of that, as it is planned today, at what point do you believe the four hostages are likely to arrive back on Israeli soil? And at what point are the 602, I think it is, Palestinian prisoners being released?
Well, right now we're waiting. It's going to be two hostages were already released. One of them was held captive for over 10 years. Three more are being released at these moments, I hope. I haven't been following because I've been on this interview. And they're separating, and the fourth one will be released later today. He also has been captive for over 10 years. And allegedly, Hamas said that they would not do this spectacle show when handing him out because he's from a Palestinian family. Now, they didn't care as much about him in order to release him before these 10 years that he was still held captive. But that will be only later today. So we see how they dragged these releases throughout the day. Even that is an abuse. Even that is a violation of the agreement. We want is to see our people back home.
One final thing, Ambassador. Obviously, the U.S. support is hugely significant in both politically and militarily for Israel, and has been for a long time. And this administration, I think, has been seen to be very supportive of Israel in the early months of its existence. We have seen now two significant players in the new American administration give what are being interpreted as and seen as Nazi salutes to public crowds. What's your reaction to that?
I don't know what specifically you're talking about, but obviously any...
Well, we had Elon Musk give what was seen to be, and we have Steve Bannon at CPAC.
But how do you connect that into the support of Israel and administration? I think you're making a lot of different assumptions into one statement. We are grateful for the support of the U.S. administration, the current one, the previous one. We've seen a strong support throughout the years of the U.S. because they also understand
and what of the
that
Nazi
we are
salutes?
Fighting a shared terror. If it was, I don't know what it was, but if it was that kind of salute, it should be condemned. And I think any representation or any affiliation with anything that relates to the Nazi regime should be condemned. But I don't know what we've seen and who did what.
Ambassador, thank you very much. That is the Irish, or rather the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, currently recalled, Dana Ehrlich.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.